Barnard Star. A low mass, red dwarf star, 6 light years from Sol. Industrious, at home to over 10 million people, Barnard Station is the hub of all the interplanetary trade in the system. Traders are constantly exchanging imported goods for the robotics and computers that Barnard Star is famed for throughout the galaxy. All this activity has to be controlled. Cargo must be scanned, ships must be authorized, and fees and bounties must be paid. These are the duties of the Barnard Star Dockers. Richard has ended up at Minerva's for the second time today, along with Jack Sophelot and several patrons of the Thargoid and Ferdalance Bar. May Swallow is furious with Richard for ruining her night out and making her miss the last shuttle home to Birmingham World.
Well, I hope you're proud of yourself, Richard Swallow. Jack's only just come out of surgery. 3 hours he was in there. You should have seen the size of the splinter they had to remove from his...
What about my tooth? That tooth replacement machine is violent. 14 teeth. 14! It's like having a lupin explode in my mouth. I'll tell you, that Jack is going to get it next time I see him.
Richard! When you're better, you're going to apologise to Jack for what you did. We were having a lovely evening until you showed up with your size 13s. He'd made such an effort and had a wonderful aftershave on. Smelt like a summer's day with just a hint of skin-tight rubber. And now he's got a splinter straight in his crooked cup.
I am not apologising to that slime ball. He was getting all touchy-feely. Don't think I didn't see it. Another 5 minutes and he would have his undercarriage down and showing you the contents of his cargo bay.
Richard, he was a perfect gentleman.
Well, I need to sleep. My head is hurting badly. The keys to my hotel room are in my jacket. I'm sorry you missed your last shuttle.
Oh no, I'm going to sit with Jack. He needs somebody there when he wakes up, poor lamb. Oh, I almost forgot. The surgeon wanted you to have this 4D pool ball back. He said he'd never seen one lodged so far up before. He thought it was a snooker ball until he washed it.
Today is a big day in the calendar of Barnard Star. It is the anniversary of the ceasefire between the Federation and the Empire. Although some fighting still goes on in some outer systems, peace in some systems, or PIS, has kept the factions from fighting for many years now. To celebrate this momentous occasion, Imperial Senator Drew Wagar is arriving from the Prism system to give a speech. David Brubin and Michelle are busy with the preparations for the PIS treaty presentation.
Yes, right. I shall sit here next to the Senator to show solidarity. The Ambassador there, and Head of Security there. Then you can put the rest where you want.
But what about the rest of the Imperials? They are bringing 50 slaves and an entourage.
Do I look like I give a f*** where you f***ing shove them? Just make sure I'm next to the f***ing Senator, and all will be well. I can show the Senator solidarity.
The cakes and the pizza have arrived, Your Presidentialness. Oh, that is lovely cake.
Ah, yes. Place the cake in the middle. We shall cut the cake together to show solidarity between us. That's what it's all about, eh? Right then, what's next? Oh, put the flags behind me and the Senator, Michelle. I want them on display for everyone to see. Remember, solidarity. Watch where you're f***ing sticking that f***ing flag, you incompetent cow. Oh, for f***'s sake, give it to me.
Oh, David, that hit the spot. Beat me, Your Divineness.
If you want a f***ing job doing f***ing properly, do it the f***ing self. Right. I have to go to customs to fill in for that f***ing naked idiot, Finn Gerin. I'll be back later and it'll be f***ing done. Why must I have such an incompetent staff?
Yes, Your Divineness. At once, Your Highness, sir. Such strength. He knows how to pleasure this girl.
Due to Richard being somewhat indisposed, Terra Hyman has agreed to work overtime until he is released from the sickbay later today. Sean is working with her, although his mind does not appear to be completely on the job.
Cobra P-411, your landing gear is still retracted. Please lower your landing gear before landing. ASP T-119, you're cleared to dock. Proceed to Bay 2-1.
Sean, what are you doing? I hope you're not doing what I think you're doing.
I'm just checking a cable under the desk. Seems to be a bit loose. I was tightening it up. Armand Jacobs! What was that for?
You were trying to look up my skirt. Next time you try that, I'm going to assign a Cobra to land on your private ship. Get up here and start helping me.
Lakon N-99er, you're cleared for takeoff.
That Lakon's new. I don't remember one entering the station before. Who the hell's piloting that thing?
Oh no, it's fresh out of the showroom. Some pilot just purchased one.
You know what that means.
Oh, motherfucker. Learner!
This is a Blue Learner Pilot Alarm. I repeat, a Blue Learner Pilot Alarm. Please remain grounded and upload insurance manifests to the station computer. All ships are to stay clear of the docking port until further notice.
Lakon N99, you have priority clearance. Please fly slowly and safely towards the docking port exit. Thank you for docking at Barnard Station. Have a nice day.
He's gonna crash. They always do first time. 50 credits says he doesn't make it. Oh shit. His cargo's full. Checking manifesto. Oh please, no.
What? What is it?
A full cargo load of DSO duck manure.
Lakon N99, you're listing horribly to port. Please try and maintain a straight exit. No, turn the other way. No, do not thrust up. Oh my, can you not listen? Turn it the other way. No, that's far, far too much. Don't even think about exiting in that direction. Oh, come on!
Cover your ears!
My ears!
Well, there goes our 362-day safety record. Oh, look, Richard won the sweepstakes. I'll tell him later on.
Lou Bruchet to the docking floor. Lou Bruchet to the docking floor. Canister emergency cleanup on bays 1 through 28.
After an overnight stay, Richard has been released from medical and can return to work, but must take things easy for the next few days. He is feeling a little guilty, having ruined May's night out, and is looking for ways to make it up to her. He decides to meet May for breakfast at McThargoid's.
Look, I'm sorry, May. The last few weeks have been really stressful. I don't know what came over me. I'll tell you what, I'll book another night for us at the motel, and we'll get a takeaway, a movie, and have a night in together. We've not done that in ages now.
Oh, that would be nice. There's that new Susan Boyle's movie I want to see. Just came out on 4D Greenway. It's like really being there in the movie. I love Susan. Such an inspiration to us all.
Well, I shall look for that then. Ah, these Thargoid finger sausages taste a bit off.
Boss, Betty just lost her left hand. She says she can't find it anywhere.
Let me see. Oh, no. Betty, I know it says insert fingers until crispy, but they mean... Oh, never mind. I'll call Minerva.
Oh, there's a ring on this sausage. Anyway, I'll catch you later. I've got to go now and relieve Tara.
Richard, you've forgotten your wallet. Richard? Oh.
The Imperial cruise liner has docked outside the station. Being far too large to fit inside, shuttles are transporting the senators and VIPs into the station. David Brubin and Doug Kittout are processing the Imperials as they go through customs.
Sir, this way, sir. ID, please. Thank you. Laxative anus. Yes, just run through that scanner, please. Okay, you're all good. Yes, move along, sir. Gotta keep the flow going, thank you. Enjoy your time on Barnard Station.
Mr. Various Flavors. Oh, wow, you have been to a lot of places. Okay, walk through there. Good. What's this? No narcotics on the station, I'm sorry. No, I'm afraid you can't have it. F***ing Imperial druggies.
Hello. ID, please. Now, who have we here? Primus Ribus. Nice. Anything to declare? No? Very good. No smoking, sir. Okay, move along now. He looked very tasty.
Okay, your IDs, please, sirs. Mr. Fartus Maximus and Vibrator Sphinctus. Yes, step this way, please. Just a routine check for weapons. Make sure you're not smuggling any illegal nerve gases or such like. F***ing Imperial arsehole stinking up my station.
Can I see some ID, please, girls? Bouncius Bubus and Pontus Niplix. Yeah, word of advice. Your bags seem to be busting at the seams. You might want to bind down a suitcase whilst you're here.
Next! ID, please, sir. Senator Drew Wagger. Senator Wager Wagger.
No, my forename is Drew, you imbecile.
Christ, I'm struggling with two of them. Never mind adding two more. Senator Drew, is that okay?
You do realise that if I had a radioactive waste canister for every time that had happened, I would have opened a dumping business in the Slough system by now. Now, out of my way, Lucky. I have a very important speech to make today. If I could have my ID back.
Oh, I am sorry, me lover. Why are you back, sir? Unusual name, that, Wagar.
I will have you know, sir, I am from a long and prosperous line of Wagars. From Teol Wagar to our founding father, Willy.
Willy, you say? Willy Wagar?
Wagar. Now, enough of this insolent behaviour, or one shall return to the prism system, and you, my friend, shall be responsible for a significant fracture in Imperial Federation relations. A fact I will deliver with your name and this station's location to Emperor Duval himself. Then we will be taking the PISS out of this system. And being responsible for this relation disaster, you will forever have PISS rubbed in your face.
Senator, no need for that. We've prepared a suite for you where you can wait before your speech. We have pizza and cake, all provided free of charge. Anything you need, do not hesitate to ask.
Finally, some proper decorum around here. Although we did expect this sort of thing from Federals.
Willy Wagger!
Willy Wagger! Willy Wagger!
Richard is returning to work. Tara is docking her final ship of the day. She is visibly tired and has had a very long day at work.
Hi, Tara. How are you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm absolutely exhausted. I've been docking ships for the last 15 hours now.
Lakon 398, you're cleared to dock at Bay 29er.
Isn't that the bay the engineers are working on? The one with the dodgy turntable that keeps spinning ships round the wrong way when launching?
Oh, motherfucker. I wondered why that bay was empty.
Lakon L398, your pad has expired.
Oh, s***. Too late.
I'll get the accident form.
Just put down Lakon did not listen to pad reassignment. I'll vouch for you.
Oh, thank you, Richard. You know how much this job means to me. Oh, I really need to sleep.
Well, I'm covering the next shift for you, so you can go have a nice long rest.
I need it. I have a couple of nights off now. How about we grab some drinks in the Thargoid tomorrow? We both need it, what with David and Jack. You must be stressed out badly.
I could do with some social time away from everything. Tara, you all right? Oh, for Barnard's sake. Come here.
Terra has fallen asleep, and Richard is holding her up. Richard is looking for somewhere to put her when the door opens behind him.
Richard, your wallet. Oh, Richard, get your hands off that girl. Oh, how could you? I hate you, Richard Swallow.
May, it's not like that. She fell asleep. May, she's just exhausted, that's all. I didn't want her to hit the floor.
Oh, what a likely story. You've been ignoring me for months now. I expect you and this girl have been together coupling your hyperdrives, enjoying her frame shift.
May, I swear I've never even laid a finger on her before now. May, oh, come here. Help me put Tara on the chair, please.
She's faking.
I assure you she's not faking, she's out for the count.
You promise you're not doing anything with this girl?
Cross my heart and hope to die.
Oh, Richard, I swear if I find out you're lying to me. Here's your wallet. You left it at McThargoid's earlier.
Well, you go back to work. I'll get the movie you wanted and we'll have a nice relaxing night. We both need it.
Jack Sofalot has left the medical bay and has been told to take the rest of the week off. He was badly injured by a 4D pool cue. Jack decides to visit his friend Finn Gerin to see how he's coping with his suspension.
Sorry, sir, no one's allowed out.
That idiot. I'm not trying to get out, I'm trying to get in.
Oh, well, I've got no orders for that. Go ahead.
Finn, are you in there?
Hi, hello, Jack. Sorry about the mess. I was trying to find last month's edition of Customs Customers. You know, for the stories. Yeah, just shift that box of tissues and sit down.
I will. I bought us a few bottles of Janks. I figured you'd like some company. Hey, the seat's a bit sticky.
I hate being shut in. Stupid guard on the door won't even let me out to go shopping or see the doctor. I've started getting a real bad pain in my right wrist the last few days as well. All I've been able to eat is pizza, as it's the only thing that can slide under the door. Anyway, what happened to you? I heard you had a bit of a Barney.
That Richard Swallow. I were having a lovely evening with May, and we were just about to sing a duet together. He comes over and hits me with a 4D pool cue. No reason whatsoever.
Ooh, that must have hurt.
Ah well, I found some out for myself.
What's that then?
Well, you can fit the whole rack of 15 pool balls inside a human, if you ran them down a bit.
Hee, what do you like, Jack? Tell you what though, that May is a bit of all right.
Aye, she's far too good for that, Dick. Hey, do you want me to go out and get something to eat? I bet you're sick of pizza. Is there any sport worth watching tonight?
Yeah, the G1 racing is on in a bit, live from Castor. Have you seen that Jenny Talia? She rides my anus. I wouldn't mind a bit of that.
Hey, that'll be good. I haven't watched G1 in years. It always seems to be on when I'm working. Well, I'll go get a takeaway then. Chinese any good? Alright, that's sorted then. Guard! You can let me out now.
Nobody is allowed out.
But I'm not the prisoner.
My orders were nobody is allowed out. I'm sorry, sir. Looks like you're stuck in there for the next 2 days. Unless you want to take it up to David Brubin, maybe he can clear this up for you.
Okay. I guess I'm locked in here for 2 days then. Pizza good for you. Oh my god. Finn, what are you doing? Guards! He's naked again! Guards!
Richard and Sean are back docking ships. The docking bay is rather quiet, with a lot of Imperial ships taking up most of the station, so Richard is catching up on all the day's comings and goings.
Hi, Richard. Did you hear about that Lycon before?
Yeah, it's all over BS News. Randy Berger was complaining his Cobra got crushed by an asp. Stupid learner pilots. More money than sense, that lot.
Anaconda R193, you are cleared for takeoff.
Yeah, they should make them do more testing.
Anaconda R193, your cargo bay doors are open, just a friendly reminder.
That's the last of the independent ships in here.
I mean, look at the manifest for that Anaconda.
220 tons of titanium, and he leaves the cargo bay door open. It's a rich kid's world being a pilot these days, although I'd love to be an explorer out there beyond the frontier, boldly going.
You? An explorer? You can't even find your own wife's G-spot, never mind an undiscovered planet.
Anaconda R193, you're leaking cargo in front of the station. This is a littering offence. Please pay a fine of 1,000 credits.
Well, f*** your f***ing fine, you bunch of c***s. I'm only having a f***ing laugh at it. Doing some testing and shit. Right, well, then clean this, you f***ers.
Oh, for f*** sake. He's just dumped the lot right outside the station.
Blue brush to docking port. Blue brush to docking port. We have a level 5 canister nebula outside the station.
I'll put a call in through to bounty control. I got the whole thing on the station monitors. In the meantime, I'll stick on the station hazard warning lights.
Attention all pilots. A level 5 canister nebula is present outside the station. Please use extreme care when exiting the station. Well, at least it's only a level 5.
Yeah, should have that cleaned up fast enough. Hey, remember that level 1 we had a few months back? I lost count at 2,000 cans.
Well, everybody wanted to try that new Laken. Chances of 4 of them crashing into each other with full holes must have been slim, though. Just 10 of them canisters would give me and May a nice apartment here in the station.
How's things with May, anyway? Has she forgiven you yet?
Not exactly. But I got a few things planned for this evening.
Oh, so you're not going to the conference, then?
Listening to an Imperial drone on and on? No thanks. If I wanted to be bored stupid listening to utter drivel, I'd listen to Lay Radio. Nope, tonight's about me and May. You were right, she does need a good time.
You old dog, you. Well, if you want to clock off early, it's going to be quiet with all the Imperials taking up most of the docking space.
Oh, cheers, Sean. I owe you one.
Richard has clocked off work and has visited the station's huge movie store. After buying the mandatory flowers and chocolates, he is on his way back to the motel, where May is waiting.
Hey, honey. I've got that Susan Boyle's movie you wanted. And, ta-da! I've got your favourite chocolates. And flowers. Just to say how sorry I've been for the last few weeks.
Oh, Richard, that's so sweet of you. Oh, it says please wear your full immersion suits. This should be really good.
Oh, full immersion. This should be good then, I like full immersion videos.
Richard and May have eaten their takeaway, and after a quick change, they are now ready to watch their movie in full 4D immersion. We join them as the movie starts rolling.
Matthew, you piece of dirt! Frank's mine and always has been. You keep your grubby mitts off.
Oh, Susan, there's enough of Frank for everyone. Look, here he is now and hello.
I got pizza.
What the hell? Ah, Susan is taking off her clothes.
This isn't Susan Boyle's My Adult Life. Oh my, Richard, help! Frank's making me eat his pizza.
I can't. Susan is looking at me strangely and she's waving her underwear around her head.
Turn it off! Turn it off, Richard!
You know we can't. We have to wait till the movie ends before we can get out of these suits. The immersion protection locks us in. You just can't break immersion. Ah!
Ooh! Ooh, no, Frank! Is it me, or can you smell coal and baby oil? Help!
My vision is going all blurry. I think I'm gonna pass out.
No, no more pizza, Frank. No more leather, no! Stop, stop! If I get out of this alive, Richard Swallow, you're going to wish you'd never been born. What on planet made you buy Boyle Banger?
It just said Susan Boyle's latest adventure. I didn't know. Hey, watch what you're doing with that piano, Susan.
First that Tara girl and now this. This is the worst day ever.
We leave Richard and May to enjoy the rest of their date. Senator Drew Wagar has arrived at the venue to give his piss speech to the Federation. Due to the peace treaty, no weaponry is permitted inside the conference hall for this event. The attendees are all in formal evening wear, much to David's annoyance.
I hate f***ing tyres. Why couldn't I have worn a f***ing jumper? You know I hate suits. I look like a f***ing penguin.
Your jumpers are all in the wash. Besides, you have to wear a suit. Solidarity, your eagleness. All the Imperials are in their dress robes, your absoluteness.
Yes, yes, I know. Oh, this Imperial music is so f***ing tedious. Can you pass me the wine, Michelle? Hands! Hands! Stop twitching! These Imperials are perfectly safe!
Look at our chief security officer! I mean, he's called Hand Job! A ridiculous Imperial name!
We shall surround them if we are quick. We can take them all before they know what hits them.
Oh, great! Hand thinks he's in the space wars again. Did you bring any mugs, Michelle?
Why, yes, your supremeness, there is a whole sack of them. I thought we could give them to the Imperials as a memento of the day, your incomparableness.
Oh, could I see one of those mugs, please, Michelle?
Then we will line them up against...
Sir! Ach, stop!
Ladies and gentlemen, Thargoids and Trumbles, we welcome you to the 45th Annual Piss Conference. Tonight's speaker is Senator Drew Wagar. Please help yourself to pizza and cake. And now, introducing Prism's own Senator, Drew Wagar!
Good evening, ladies, gentlemen, and federals. Just a little joke there. Tonight, I would like to address the issue of slavery within the Empire. My name is Senator Drew Wagar. I come from a long line of Wagars, right back to my founding father, Willie. William Wagar.
Oh, for fuck's sake, a fucking slavery speech.
Sell the solidarity.
Slavery in the Empire is not the horrific ideal you all attribute it to be. An Imperial citizen can never be forced into slavery. Rather, they sell themselves into servitude, often as a way of restoring their honor, repaying their historical overindulgences. Slave owners have a duty of care for their slaves, including addressing the very issues leading to their servitude.
Yes, I bet you f***ing would love a f***ing life as a slave.
Solidarity.
Where was I? Yes. A select number of slaves may well earn enough to repay their debts early, and by their freedom, returning to society with their reputation restored.
Yes, and how many f***ing years would that take? I'd be f***ing dead by the time I could pay your f***ing prices. I'd rather lick out latrines at a f***ing current sprout convention.
You will never take me into slavery, you Imperial scum!
Hans, no. We have to show the solidarity. And David, your royal has our highness majesty cell. Please, we need to be nice to them.
I'm sorry, Senator. Do carry on. Forgive my security officer. Old war wound and all that. You know how it is.
Imperial slavery is a noble and honourable undertaking. Anyone who completes their servitude is welcome back to society.
I think kicking your f***ing ass would be a f***ing noble undertaking. Free the f***ing slaves!
But the solidarity...
Everybody down! You Imperial scum! There will be no surrender! You will all die where you stand! You Imperial dogs!
Insolence! I graciously accepted your invitation to share Imperial wisdom with you Federals so that you may in time better yourselves and raise yourselves up the evolutionary scale. Clearly this can never be achieved. I will no longer tolerate this insult.
Ow! Why, you Imperial shit? What the f*** did I do? Come here! Michelle, mug please!
But the solidarity, your unequalness.
F*** the solidarity? What I need is a nice solid mug!
Now you've done it, Imperials, to me!
Quick, before they surround us! Federal troops, form up by six! Take no prisoners! Schnell, behind this table! I shall take out their security officer. Achtung!
Senator, what about Piers?
I couldn't give a flying about the PISS. All this federal scum must die. Everyone behind this table.
Get the f***ing mug can't fly, Michelle. I've got this one covered. Take that, you imperious bastard!
But where is Hans?
Look, he's engaged in hand-to-hand combat. Go on, Hans, whip his perfectly groomed hair out.
Once more, unto the table, dear friends. Once more. Or we close up the wall with our imperial dead. Got you, federal scum. Slavery would be far too good for you anyway.
Mark!
Sir. Great shot, Your Eagleness.
Mark!
Your Majesty.
Mark!
Your Godship.
Mark!
Your Excellency.
Mark!
Your Fearlessness.
Meanwhile, behind the Imperial table, a conference is taking place.
We have to throw something back. What have we got?
Silver platter, sir. Fruit salad? Slave?
Mark!
Your Fearlessness.
Slave. Get me a slave. Oh, and my portable catapult. Fire!
Schnell! They are firing back!
Michelle, increase the firing rate. Hand me 3 mags a second.
Yes,
Mark,
your divineness.
Mark! 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 Mark!
Slave!
Incoming! Oh! I've been hit!
Yes, medics.
I think we got one of them. But we can't take this rate of fire much longer, sir. And to make matters worse, that was our last slave.
But no slaves?
Yes, sir. That was our last one.
But how are your finances these days?
Not that good, now that you ask. Why? Ah! No! 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 No!
Slave!
Ah! Mug!
Candlestick!
Mug!
Vase!
Mug!
Ice sculpture!
Mug!
Wine bottle! I say, why are we chucking wine? Entirely good waste of some perfectly decent Chardonnay.
Mug!
Champagne flutes? Save the Dom Perignon for me, if that's okay.
Mug!
Punch bowl!
Mug! 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 Mug!
The mugs are running low, Your Generalness. We are down to the last 10.
Then we will fight them hand to hand.
You've been listening to Episode 3 of Dockers, a Onesie Hole production, written by Simon Winard, with additional material by Grant Walcott. The editor and producer was Grant Walcott. The cast, in order of appearance, were Keith Oss Wilkins as David Rubin, Colin Ford as Richard Swallow, Danny Remklep Bush as Hans Supp, Helen Flossie Lister as May Swallow, Ben Idleweiss Moss Woodward as Jack Sofalot, Rory Scarlett as Sean Iswilly, Gwen Beale as Tara Hyman, Robbie Wrongway Lister as Finn Gerin, Ian Phillips as Doug Kittenot, Jack Weaver as Michelle Boots, Dan Grubb as Newton Celsius, Darren Gray as Kelvin Fahrenheit, and a special guest appearance by Senator Drew Wagar as himself. Additional voices provided by Acrobat, Frank, Steph Wyeth, and Psycho Cow. The part of the narrator was played by me, Ian M. Norman. Dockers was created using assets and imagery from Elite Dangerous with the permission of Frontier Developments PLC for non-commercial purposes. It is not endorsed nor reflects the views or opinions of Frontier Developments, and no employee of Frontier Developments was involved in the making of it. All music used in this episode was royalty-free and licensed for use through pond5.com. Tune in next time for more Dockers.